Yo, what the fuck going on, y'all?
What's the deal?
We in this bitch. Blunts. We bringing back an old episode, Blunts and Burgers, part 3. We got Chef Tuck God in the building. We got Morganic in the building. We got Box in the building.
Woo.
And obviously, we got Cam Girl in the building.
Welcome to episode 5 of the Cam Girl versus House Phone Show, in which we beat each other up.
Why you keep perpetuating violence between the
Asians? Because it's Cam Girl versus House Phone, so it's like we have to like.
I don't think it's like, yeah, we don't got to fight though.
Okay, fine. We actually had a talk today about how we're not going to be mean to each other anymore.
Yeah, we be talking to each other mad reckless, bro. I'm going to come clean.
I kind of like it.
I feel like
it's like the basis of our relationship.
If I don't talk reckless to you, then we're not really friends.
Exactly.
You
know?
What's the worst thing Tuck has ever said to you, Morgan?
I don't know, because we've honestly been friends like 10 years. It's been a lot of mean shit. I used to have to be like...
like, yo, chill.
Bro, I don't know. This is a crazy dude right here. He's mad aggressive. Him and his dad. His dad says crazy shit, too.
How did you guys meet?
Yeah, like, I think at church, honestly.
Wait, what?
We went to, like, the craziest fucking church ever. Like, we...
They had that Jesus Christ.
Dude,
they had that
Jesus Christ.
Dude, no, me and Tuck used to, like... Hopefully, like, our parents don't see. We used to, like, smoke before church.
That's
and then just go in. We didn't give a fuck. It was, like a party church.
Smoke.
Yeah, I was, like, I was in middle school. He's older than me. So
because
I was, like.
Leaving church to go smoke.
Yeah, it that's was fine. Bad.
We had mutual friends.
Tuck, like, what did you, like, referee to fight cool after
oh,
church?
Yeah. The battle royal, like, 5 bitches.
It was, like, literally, we had a crazy childhood.
Yo, by the way, Cam Girl does not smoke weed at all. So
I hate this.
You can't even just like.
I know like people don't like believe in it, but contact high, it happens
don't
to
believe
me.
In it.
Fuck.
A lot of people, they're like, oh, that doesn't exist. Like it's
no, it
medically,
exists.
It exists. It's like it only makes sense that if a place is filled with smoke and you're breathing it in, you're gonna get fucking high.
I'm gonna roll this in.
Before we could open that back door, but now we can't do that shit anymore.
Yeah, man, it's because nigga, it's just
you,
tricky.
You didn't see the person that ran in on Adam and tried to like
oh, that
rob
he came
him
through there.
Yeah,
came right through there.
That's crazy.
Right through that though.
I think it's weird.
Wait, before we get really started, can you guys tell us a little bit about who you are?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm
Tuck
God. I fucking cook.
Yeah, nigga, you're a chef.
I used to just be a fucking professional weed roller, but I cut that shit out because it got weird. Niggas is on some weird shit. Pull up.
Like, niggas is paying you to roll their weed?
No, they wasn't paying me, but they'll just crowd around and watch. I'm just like, bro, I'm rolling a fucking blunt.
That's weird.
This shit's weird. Mm. I got over that, nigga, but
you need to teach me how to roll a blunt then, bro.
I just be cooking. I don't smoke backwoods. No more.
Yes,
that shit's done.
Hey.
85% of the time smoking the paper.
These shits is hitting clean. I'm not even gonna lie.
You feel me?
I see why you are a professional weed roller now.
Yeah, they are very, very crisp.
Nigga, you're not even hitting it.
I can tell. Look at it.
Nah, but it's hitting like different. It's hitting different. Just hit it once, bro.
I'm good. I already hit like the weed vape on accident.
I know, but this is the Blunts and Burgers podcast.
Just one time.
This is a fan favorite. It's like a No Jumper cult episode right now.
Yeah.
It has been.
What year was that?
That was like 2016, 2017. Yeah. Nah, 2016
for sure.
For sure, 2016.
So it was Tuck came on and then Orca?
Yeah. Tuck was first.
Shout out to Orca.
Shout out to Orca. You know Orca too?
Yeah, it's
the homie. Did you guys know Orca's in Peru?
Not
right
yet.
Now? I didn't know that.
That nigga does like mad weird construction work and he'll be gone. Like that, he was, nigga, they was building Star Wars land. I'm not supposed to be saying this. They building Star Wars land
where
in fucking, in Disney, Orca? In Disneyland.
That's crazy.
They
The homie that cooks too. All y'all niggas got multiple jobs and shit. All the niggas that cook.
Nah, I just got one. My jobs is all the same though. Cooking. I'm not going from cooking to construction.
Cold is in the kitchen.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? That's like, how do you got time to do that?
Yeah, because I'm in the kitchen all the time.
Yeah.
Even when I don't want to be, that shit just, you know, therapeutic.
Cooking is therapeutic for you?
Tricked Tuck into done, cooking at my house.
I hate cooking.
All the time.
Yeah, I'm like,
I like eating.
It's like the last thing I like to do.
I'm like, yo, do you want to come over and smoke? And then he'll like pull up and I'm like,
I would use
yo,
the fuck
do you
want to
cook?
Too, if you lived around the corner, I'm like, yo, bro, pull up every day.
Do you get more vagina because you
hell
cook?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like bitches just be hitting you solely. Like,
it's
when you going to cook for me?
That's the first thing. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to say that.
They already know.
Just talking about that.
I think my dream guy is like someone who's really good at cooking and
you
enjoys cooking.
That's so fire. you be probably putting bitches on too for like you know, like food that they had never had before.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
What's like the most exotic thing that you've made?
Exotic?
Or like different.
He made a peanut butter burger last time we were here.
That's pretty exotic. That's
I'm not gonna lie.
What's a peanut butter burger?
It was peanut butter with sriracha. So you feel me? Like
that. That sounds gross, but amazing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It was good.
It was good.
I feel like it may have needed something a little sweet to balance it out.
I
want to
make a fucking Chinese food pizza.
Wow.
Stuffed the crust with egg rolls. You feel me?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Put like some chow mein on the shit?
Yeah, chow mein on one like quarter of it. And you got the broccoli and beef on the other side. Orange chicken. Maybe do a fried rice.
Maybe next
like
time.
Like sliders or some shit?
Nah, no, nigga, a pizza.
Oh, you said a pizza?
Yeah. He said egg rolls on the crust.
Stuffed the crust with egg rolls.
That's amazing.
Like, duck sauce, the, all that. All that good shit.
We should change this to the pizza and blunts. Pizza blunts.
Pizza. You think you're going to make a whole pizza?
Pizza and papers.
Oh, actually, it doesn't work because we don't have a fucking oven.
Pizza and papers.
Make a whole, we're going to just build a whole Dutch oven right here.
I'll bring some shit.
Yeah, just get a little stone.
Wait, can you tell a story about how you fucking, how you bought one of these last time and then cleaned it and returned it after?
Yeah, that's amazing.
But that was the story.
If you're going to use it one time for me, I didn't drop it or nothing. Look at it. It's going to look perfect. Yes. That shit a good wash.
You guys have really do a really good wash.
You can wash it twice. You feel me? Like if you need to.
Because what are they gonna do? Like they're not gonna like smell it and be like, I smell burger.
I smell the burger.
I saw this on No Jumper.
Right. Oh, that'd be hilarious. That would be hilarious.
That would be fucking funny.
You know the fuck going on? Smoking a whole lot of dope.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Pink runts. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to LB.
Who are you? Tell us who you are.
I'm Young Box, you know what I'm saying? I be in the cut rolling up.
Are you Box because you be in the box or because...
I be in the box, but that's not how I got the name.
How'd you get that name?
I got the name, you know what I'm saying? Niggas been calling me Box since I was like a little nigga. I think because I like a little box head or something. I grew into it though.
That's kind of
funny.
You know
what I mean?
That is funny.
And I just grew into the name. You know what I mean? Boxy Baby.
There you go.
We was lit last night though.
So if a girl calls you Boxy Baby, is that guaranteed that she wants to have sex with you?
For sure. Definitely. She called me Boxy Baby. She probably just wanted to give me top.
I was like, where's Box? And they were like, you mean Boxy Baby?
You heard? Shout out to the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, shout out to them, man. I was too turned with them last night.
What'd you do last night?
He was lit last night, bro.
Yeah.
He was putting tequila bottle where everyone's at.
When were you doing that?
Tequila on people's head?
No, that was water. That was water I was doing that with.
The bottle, though. Tequila bottle.
I was hitting that shit a lot. Some nigga passed me some E&J vanilla in the line.
I'm trying to take you out.
I'm not going to lie. I hit it, and it wasn't bad.
You hit it?
I had to hit it because we was on the live stream, and, you know.
No, you don't have to hit it.
You didn't want to buy it.
You just be like this.
She didn't hit the joint. She didn't
nothing. Honestly, I was just...
You got peer pressure.
Yeah, I kind of did. Now, honestly, look, I'm just always known for like roasting niggas and being mean. So I'm like, that was my first thing. Was like, this nigga got E&J vanilla. I thought it was Hennessy because he had it turned around.
No,
he turned it around. I was like, nigga, what? I'm like, nah. So I'm like, I'm trying to be nice. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just hit this shit. I know it's gonna be gross, but I'm gonna just hit it. And
what does it taste like? Like rubbing alcohol?
Nah, it's E&J vanilla.
Oh my God.
I don't know what that is.
It tastes
like,
okay. All right,
we were
okay.
Drinking it. You know what like it tastes 14. Like?
It tastes like a ferment. It tastes like a fermented.
It's brandy. Yeah, it's brandy.
Listen, this is.
Is
what
it like in a fucking plastic bottle?
No, glass bottle. No.
Listen.
It's brown.
It tastes like if you left a vanilla Coca Cola outside for like a month in the sun.
It's just syrup and alcohol.
No, I'm saying this vanilla one. That's what it tasted like.
It was worse than that though.
It wasn't though.
Coca Cola. That means you sugarcoating it.
Because it was mad sweet, bro. It was mad sweet. It was vanilla.
But it's E&J.
Nigga, the shit was weird. No matter, the shit was weird. I'm telling you, it was terrible. But shout out to those kids. They kept calling them a fake little skies in the comments last
That's
night.
Funny.
It was hella funny. I see about like 10 kids a day with that same hairstyle.
What, like braids?
But like, it's not braids. It's like,
what does, specific I don't even know what type of like.
Braids.
The what that shit's called? The plaques.
Yeah, and like with the taper, but it'd be like white kids.
They'd be cutting their hair off.
It'd be like a man bun.
Yeah, type shit.
But they put braids.
It's like kids that were like.
Wait, like this?
Like this with the little thing?
Yeah, but it's like.
Nah, I mean, like not even like not even him specifically, but it's just like, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but.
Like this?
Type shit, yeah. Type. Almost. Yeah.
Yo, my man's had that haircut.
Bro, man. Had those braids. Bro,
look, Houseful, look what he said. That's funny as fuck. He just texted me, he said, see, that's why I cut my shit.
Yo, that's so funny, dog.
First, you gotta switch it up.
Hey, man, honestly, I'm like trying to grow my shit out right now, but honestly, I'm over it and I'm about to just cut my shit off.
Hey.
My goons is in the building.
Hey, y'all niggas don't be. I'm about to go at them on y'all niggas. What? Don't be coming in here yelling and shit.
Wash my hands.
Okay.
Yo, can y'all close the door? It's mad loud. I'm about to go at them on y'all niggas. Hold on. Hey, tell them niggas to close the door.
Wait, Morgan, tell us who you are for the people who don't know.
AKA Morganic.
Yo, Morganic.
I'm just always around. That's definitely me. I'm just around. I don't know. I like tour manage Xavier. We're going to New Zealand tonight.
Shut up. When do you leave?
Literally, like, I have to be at Zay's house in an hour. But he lives down the street.
That's fire.
Yeah, but, and then I'm a mom. That's like, I'm a mom.
I've seen your baby before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super cute.
He's everywhere.
Also, you fucking, you throw shows. You do a lot of shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Should I answer Tracy? Tracy's FaceTiming me right now.
Yep.
All right. Yo.
Hey, man.
Oh, what's poppin'?
Who's that?
Who it? All right, bro. So that was Tracy's.
What?
I don't know who that was, but that was Tracy's email and some random white dude just FaceTimed.
Hey, man.
He's hot.
Yeah, right?
He's
probably hot.
So,
Bro, who was that? Yo, who was that? Who was that? Who the fuck was that?
So where you at?
I'm at No Jumper doing a fucking podcast right now. Like me and Cam Girl got like a show on here. All right.
Well, I'm gonna be back later on too.
You coming back tonight?
Yeah.
You gonna be at Ned's?
Okay, anyways.
So I booked the show that Tracy has tonight. At the
observatory.
Shout out to Lil Tracy. You got a show. Yeah.
Are you still working at the observatory?
No.
The first Baby Wednesday.
That was the first one?
Ever.
Oh, yeah. You didn't even explain what you just... We talking about you being boxed and having a box head. You ain't even say what you did.
Wait, let Morgan finish.
No, that's all right. It's all right. Yeah, that's it.
Go ahead. All
right. Anybody got lighter? Yeah, I be doing shows and shit. Wavy Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? At Pink Dolphin.
Shout out Pink Dolphin.
Who's the best DJ that DJs are?
Oh, yeah, with the best DJ in the world, Cam Girl.
Okay.
And my nigga J-Mac.
Shout out J-Mac.
Taju, everybody else.
Shout out the best hype man in the world, House Phone.
No, deadass. You had that piece lit yesterday. No cap.
Honestly.
You got to put him on to fucking Wavy Wednesday.
I would put you on, bro. We can definitely do that.
Man, honestly.
I'll put you on the shit.
B Savage had the line around the corner. I'm like, damn.
No, that was crazy.
I'm the niggas. I don't think niggas. You know, I got to.
They were saying, like, the line was till Oakwood till, like, 9:30. And the shit ends at 10.
Bro, yeah. Like, the niggas, the whole show had been going on, and niggas was still outside in the line.
That's crazy.
Like, I would have left by then, bro.
No, and then it turned into, like, a meet and greet with, like, them lining up to come inside and take a picture with him.
Honestly,
I feel like people were seeing me on the live stream and they're starting to call me again from yesterday.
Just ignore it. Just turn your phone off.
Oh my God, that's definitely yeah.
Wait, want to tell us what you did? No, let's not do it.
It was an accident.
Wait, so do those live streams stay up on YouTube too?
No, we can edit that part out, and we make it private after we live stream.
I'm not even going live.
But before we go on,
hey, I'm gonna come clean. I forgot that he was doing that right until I heard the sizzle.
Yum. By the way, after we finish this Blunts and Burgers episode,
you have to hit the blunt one time for the Blunts and Burgers.
Literally go to the hospital. we are taking donations, $60 to play your song or video, and $150 for the song or video play plus the repost. So get your donations in anytime, and we will get to them.
Well, we're doing that at the end, though. Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. I swear to God, I forgot my man's was about to do this.
Wow, this looks so fucking good. Hell no.
Yeah. We're trying to peer pressure Cam Girl into smoking the blunt.
I hate you guys so much. I'm not you drinking ENJ or whatever.
Ah, man.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all hear that nice sizzle, man.
The sizzle.
Hey, look, and I'm going to need y'all niggas to not snitch and tell Tuck God's about to retake this grill back.
Wait, what?
I mean, niggas to not like tell on Tuck God because he's about to take the grill
about
back.
The grill.
Oh, somebody, I thought you said the girl.
I'm like, the girl? What girl? What the fuck?
That's a lot of.
It's a lot of bacon. That's just going up.
Nah, my man's wow. going crazy. So,
let's talk about some shit.
Yeah, man. How did you get into cooking, Tuck God?
Bro.
You were hungry one day, you're like, I'm gonna just
one day. Me and my mom at the crib, nigga, went to the store, bought some random shit. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Made some crazy ass pork chops with pineapple.
Why was that your first
pork chops?
Pork chops and pineapple.
Well, pineapple.
It was just there. You feel me? Got them, came home, made the shit. Shit looked good. I always been about plating. Nigga, my mom was like, yeah, you need to go to culinary school. I was like, shit, I guess. I did it. And then ever since then, it was history.
And that's fire. When did you realize that you were good at it, though?
Once he ate it.
That day? Like, your first meal was just a hit?
I've always been good at it.
When did you, start taking it professionally, though?
Try to talk into the mic.
That day when I went to school?
That's fire. I mean, I know you as a homie, so I don't, I know you know how to cook, but I don't, I don't even be thinking that you're a professional, but you literally are,
I'm not professional.
Hey, by the
Why
way,
are you not professional?
Tuck did wash his hands. If you're tuning in right now, because they're commenting he needs to wash his hands.
He just washed his hands. That's why he walked away.
They're just talking shit.
Yeah.
That's why he walked away, literally.
He walked away.
Came back with wet hands, grabbed the paper towels.
You know, dried them off. All types of shit, man. All right, so I kind of wanted this nigga to just surprise us and not even tell me what he was going to make. Oh. But he already kind of told me a little bit.
Wait,
but
don't tell us. I want to be surprised.
All right, for sure.
You're going to see it, but...
You're going to see it once
I mean, I'm watching.
Yeah, but he about to pull out some shit.
Because usually during these shows, we get really fucking hungry and order fucking Chick-fil-A or some shit. Yeah,
we don't got to do that.
And we'll just eat it on the streams, crunching in the mic and shit. Fuck it. You know? It's like a mukbang, you know?
ASMR shit.
Exactly. ASMR.
Honestly, this shit is really soothing me. The sizzling.
The sizzle. I go to sleep to this.
I had to remember that we were on a fucking podcast right now. I was chilling back, just damn, this shit is good. Bro, as long as you don't put no tomatoes on the shit, then I'm.
I love tomatoes.
What about plantains?
Ew.
What about fucking plantains?
You know how I'm feeling, bro.
You love them shits.
Bro, I do not. Okay. My dad's Jamaican. Right, I'm gonna just tell it right now.
Yeah, I want to know because this is crazy.
So look,
I
have a really weird thing. I just don't like them, bro. Okay.
If you don't know,
I hate them too.
House phone hates plantains.
I have this,
and they're really good.
I go viral on Twitter.
No, you really do.
Multiple times for just just talking shit about plantains or throwing them away. Niggas be getting hella mad, bro. All Dominican Twitter is going crazy. Jamaican Twitter, honestly, it's so many different people cultures that fuck with plantains,
right?
First of all, I like bananas, but I barely even like bananas, right? So I'm like, my nigga, why would I want to eat a fucking cooked
fried banana
type thing?
And isn't it old? You have to make an old banana.
I don't think it's old.
It's okay.
I thought that you have to make the best plantains are when the shell is black.
Oh, I don't know. I just know they're small, aren't they? Little.
I'm blowing gas onto the burger.
Can you not
get them contact high?
Oh God, you're gonna be high as fuck from eating the burger.
I'm eating it.
What if I ash on the burger?
No,
please don't.
No. But yeah, so all right, my dad is fully Jamaican, bro. He didn't move to the U.S. till he was 20 something, right? And nigga, they used to just make me eat weird shit that I wasn't trying to eat as a kid. I'm trying to eat McDonald's and shit, bro. I'm not trying to eat fucking sawfish and fucking plantains. What the fuck?
That nigga, where's fire, though.
Yeah, but nigga, I was 7. I was 5, bro.
I want a Happy Meal.
Literally. I'm trying to get a toy, bro. I'm not trying to eat no fucking salty plantains.
No, that's funny as fuck.
Or I used to hate beans that way. And I
hate beans.
I always wondered, though, because I love plantains. That's why, because it was
I remember one time my dad beat my fucking ass because... No. He, it was my mom and my dad were together when I was a kid, so fucking... But, they worked and shit, so it was he was watching me and he had to feed me. And I just wasn't trying to eat whatever the fuck he was trying to give to me before he went to work. And that nigga just beat my ass because I didn't eat that shit. I was like, bro, that shit was nasty. Like, I ain't trying to eat that shit.
It's frustrating. Yeah. My kid eats whatever. He eats, this nigga eats whatever. He eats a
lot. That's fire. How old is your kid now?
One.
That's fire, man.
Yeah, he eats a lot, though.
What's his name?
Delonzo.
Fire. Basketball player.
Yep.
Off the rim.
Tyson. Last name Tyson. So for sure, athlete.
Tyson jerseys?
Yeah, oh yeah, hey, it's gonna be fire.
I could already see you at the games,
dude.
Like with the jersey on,
dude. I used to be a cheerleader in high school, so definitely.
I was not involved in any extracurricular activities.
It was like lit because like we had zero periods, so we get to skip first because we would just go get food.
That's fire.
Cheerleader.
Fucking her. Right?
Fucking Harmonious Man is in the background playing Mo Bamba.
Those are really tight shorts.
Yeah,
who got on shorts?
She's funny.
Sorry, okay, sorry.
Who's even wearing shorts?
My man.
No one.
My man.
Oh,
I just stalked you in the face. How was your guys' week? What'd you guys do?
Bro, I'm still I'm about to be recovering from yesterday for like another.
Yeah, when I have a night like that, I literally can't leave the house for like 3 days.
I'm really surprised that I made it here. I'm gonna be honest.
Very proud of you. House One literally has a job at No Jumper now.
Tuck got fired this week.
What were you? Oh really?
Yep, that was
my job
week.
Is being the realest nigga on the earth.
You got fired?
I did.
From where?
What happened?
You got fired from where? Oh,
I spazzed on somebody.
You turned up?
Yeah, I turned up on somebody at work because the nigga was tripping, bro. Niggas be just lazy. I'm not doing that no more. Like, if you about to be working with me, you about to work. Like,
facts.
You're not playing.
Because especially nigga, you getting paid as much as me too, and I'm doing all your work for you.
Hell no. Not all of it. I'm not doing none of it. That's why I'm off.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, like, that's, I feel you on that, because when I used to work at PacSun, bro, I was working at PacSun, and like, they wouldn't like raise me up to be like a manager and shit, but they would have me do manager shit.
Yeah.
And like, the manager nigga would be like telling me to do everything, and I'm like, nigga, this is like shit you supposed to be doing. What the fuck you talking about? And like,
yeah, we have over 1,000 people watching. Woo!
Hey.
Okay. Niggas be tripping.
But yeah, nah, bro. That
expecting
should be...
you to do shit you're not getting paid to do.
Bro.
I'm not doing all that extra shit.
Bro, they was having me on a crazy schedule, bro. I had no whip. They was having me open and close all the way in Santa Monica.
You might as well just sleep there, you know what I mean? Literally. That's how I feel.
That's why you should just like always find some random bitch who lived in Santa Monica and just go stay at her crib.
Yeah. How far is your house from Santa Monica?
I mean, I was skating and taking the bus, so shit.
I hate going out there. It's just so fucking far.
I could bust a little kickflip, a little ollie, but I wasn't like skating. I was literally using it as transportation. That shit had a nigga skinny.
That's what I was doing too.
Free C-Roy.
Nigga, you was on the big ass sloppy cruiser.
Who?
You. I seen you on the cruiser.
I was a little ass cruiser.
All right.
I got that from
Hedge. Sure. Skateboarding to my house.
With the chef fit on too, crazy.
Nah,
he was on the gram with the chef fit on skating off top.
For real? Oh yeah, I used to go to school doing that.
No, come on.
I was.
So like, okay, the juices that come out of the burger, are you supposed to do that?
I mean,
like slide it away?
Yeah, I'm doing that because I don't want to get too crazy up here.
Mm. Yeah,
if I had a pan, then I would have did that at home. You feel me? But right here,
did what?
It's like a drain.
The drain. Yeah. Because I just started making burgers, mm-hmm. and I didn't know you have to do that. I just leave it all on there. It's all like juicy.
It'll get real black.
Yep.
It does get really black. I'm learning something new.
Yeah, you learn how to cook, man. I feel like you were, never mind. I was going to say something that was going to be kind of racist.
Just say it.
I was going to say, like, I feel like you weren't cooking burgers. You were making, like, noodles and shit.
It's kind of true.
By the time.
What kind of noodles you making?
Ramen.
I'm trying to learn her to make that.
Real ramen is, like,
that's
so
what I'm trying
fire.
To make, real ramen.
I feel like you can, just make your own noodles and shit. I feel like
you just have to buy like the chuchashu pork or whatever.
The hoop?
Or, like,
easy.
You know the like
chachu?
Chashu?
Yeah, it's like
how
the.
How do you say it?
It's like this like
pork. Patusu? That shit?
Yeah.
No.
That's the restaurant.
It's like
chachu.
Oh no, I never.
Or you can have the ground beef. That's pretty good too.
Yeah,
never heard of that.
It's like this really like. That's like I don't even like pork, but that little piece of pork is fucking fire.
It's really good.
With the
you eat pork? I would think you don't eat pork. I don't know why.
You think I'm Muslim or something?
Are you gonna eat this bacon?
I used to eat mad bacon, yeah. I still eat bacon. Shout out to bacon.
Chrisong, what do you want?
Yeah, Chrisong fucking moving me. I guess I was out of the frame, but I don't want y'all to see me anyway. I like to be heard, not seen.
No, you're in it. I'm watching you.
Are you? Yeah, Chris, don't be fucking moving me. Why you got the door open, man? I ain't trying to have nobody run in on me. I'm in Adam's chair too. I like that you're like blending into the wall. So
if someone just runs in,
exactly.
He can behind them with the gun.
I'm surprised Chris hasn't killed anybody in the last 2 weeks.
Or who said he didn't?
Chris be on some shit.
I mean, I just like, it's just, the opportunity was there.
Chris
is
the official protector of all of us.
Yo, Chris just looks at everything in such disgust. I was twerking on Cam Girl at the show last night.
Oh, I seen that.
And there's this, and like, your face in the background.
You were so disappointed. You gave me this look like, I can't believe you just did that.
Like the whole thing.
Fucking house phone.
Really wasn't
yeah, you really weren't. That's the point. He really wasn't even paying.
I think you weren't paying attention until the end, and then you looked over at me.
Like, you were just.
Your ass off, and Chris was just on.
Oh, like, wow. He's a strict but fair babysitter.
Harmonious just said that fucking like Yuri just said that some girl was holding on to Chris, twerking her ass off, and Chris is like not even paying attention to her, like on her phone texting.
Hey, like, man, that video, Young Thug and that stripper are dancing.
Oh God, exactly. Yo, Young Thug got a lot of legendary moments, man.
The gun, the one with like,
bro, with the gay nigga in the background.
He's a legend,
bro.
Young Thug is definitely a legend.
Remember, he stopped the nigga on the runway and fixed his shit?
With a blunt in his mouth, though. He had a blunt in his mouth.
Fashion Week Paris. Crazy.
Legendary.
And he has that crazy tweet, like, you're going to cry in a Rolls Royce, you're going to cry on the bus.
Oh, man. The intertwined double cups.
With the double cup, with the drink.
Amazing.
We have 1.2 people watching. Everyone just want to say... Just want to say that we're still doing donations at the end. $60 for your song or video played, and $150 for the repost, as well as the song or video being played.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get into the donations later at the end, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, Tug Out, how long are we expecting on this?
I know this shit keep malfunctioning, but you know what I'm saying? It keeps turning back on, but...
Honestly, bro, it was... You told me you got it for the low, so I'm like, that's okay. Like, that's cool. Like, I feel you.
No, bro, I got it from Walmart today. Mm.
I wish there was a Walmart close to here. We don't have any.
Ain't no Walmarts anywhere close.
Yeah, I love Walmart.
Like, South Pasadena is like the closest one, huh?
That's too far.
Nah. Not like Norwalk, I feel like, maybe. No, Burbank, too. It's the one in Burbank.
I didn't know that. Oh, my God. Look at Box.
I'm not even going to lie. If you own any babe hoodies and never take a picture like that, you're stupid. It's like,
I even made my mom do like, that.
That's like the whole, exactly.
Avocado.
That's why I got it.
Nah, you know what? Nah, I used to flex the LRG's, the skull.
That was before. You're a legend.
Come on.
You're a legend.
Hey, shout out Activity. Shout out Blazzy. Shout out motherfucking Tommy Activity. Because they brought those back. And that's just why.
That shit was crazy.
But yeah, nah. You had to zip it up, man. We zip up again. I'm about to zip up my shit. I can't go all the way, but, you know, I'll go like that. You know? All right, so we got some avocado being poured out here.
Oh, my God. That's bacon. How you take the seed out?
Yes, man.
Wait, what did I just do? I just had the blunt.
Damn. Where's the lean?
Just put the knife in that shit.
No, but I'm being serious. He said you guys would bring it.
Stab it.
Cam girl's trying to sip, like trying to pull up.
Stab it, twist it.
I'll be back over.
Bye. Yeah, whenever I take the seed out, I just do it with a spoon, but then I waste some of the avocado by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm learning so like much that. Today.
You gotta get a good knife and just like really get it in there. You feel me?
Really get it in there.
Really get it in there. Twist
I know.
It.
I need to.
Clockwise. Take it up out of
you there. Do you have that lighter?
I got one.
Oh, yeah.
I got a hella ash in my mouth because I put the
shout out to the person
the
that just.
Hands.
I put the wrong hand.
Shout out to
I do that. You're not alone.
Shout out to Exotic Pop. Get your Exotic Pop.
Nah, shout out to Canada Dry.
Some shit like I do. I come and spend $20 a day on
soda. Hey, that's what I'm not trying to do. So Canada Dry, I need y'all to sponsor me.
Shout out to the person that just donated $2 saying the burgers look decent. Love the show. Thank you very much.
Nah, they about to be way more than decent, honestly.
They're more than decent.
Nah, I fuck with them.
They were seasoned last night.
Shout out to you, though, bro. Yeah, this nigga.
God.
Yeah, this nigga. Yeah, he seasoned the shit last night.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's like the perfect bacon, too.
Damn, that shit going to bust.
Honestly, Tug God is really a legend, bro.
I can tell.
I had I flexed on this girl earlier because I was like, yeah, Tug God about to come cook at the store. She's like, oh my God, I love everything he makes.
Like, we should do like a no jumper. We should do a no jumper barbecue and have Tug like,
come on.
I don't know, bro, and, like, make a barbecue.
We've
thing.
Done that before. Like we had. Well, I mean, not no jumper, but it was like, you know, just like the homies had a show, like a party, and he cooked.
We should do like,
that
I don't
was
know.
A long time ago. Yeah, that was 2016.
We should do it at
too.
Like Nexus or something. I don't know. Yo, they have like
2016
a grill
is a good year, man. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't remember most of it because I was off the Zans, but
it was
the shit I do remember was fun.
I was off the Zans too that year.
That was an acid year for me.
Yeah,
that was definitely an acid
year.
How often were you taking acid?
Too often.
This man's
because sometimes like you'd take it and you wouldn't even feel it because like you were.
That's kind of fire.
Too often.
I remember, yeah, I had a friend in college that loved taking acid and like she would just convince me to take like 8 tabs at a time.
I'm what
like,
you?
I'm like, what are we fucking doing?
Yeah, it's honestly.
I swear to God, because this bitch was crazy. She ended up doing like DMT every day.
Oh yeah.
Kim, I just can't.
That's my son's initials, DMT.
Oh, that's
Alonzo
so fire.
Marley Tyson.
That's so fire, I'm not gonna lie.
That's a really cute name.
Yo, honestly, I cannot see you being on any like hard drugs.
I don't know. I feel like you met me at the tail end of my craziness.
Yeah. We was going through phases.
Yeah.
I used to be fucking
but acid's
crazy.
Not crazy. I think it sounds crazier. Like acid sounds crazier than what it is.
I don't honestly, like how long it lasts.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't like shit was feeling like a video game, like bro. Like I couldn't even tell what was really happening and what was like
that shit from,
I was just making
like
up in my head.
Bandersnatch, that's what you felt like?
Oh, I damn love that movie.
You like it?
Honestly, I
love
to,
that movie.
I had to
it
do
felt
it
like a video game.
I had to do too many times. I had to do it too many times though. I was over it.
I because isn't
what the fuck was going on? I wanted him to die, so I was like putting him through hella crazy shit.
I didn't know. I was like switching it up.
And I was mad.
Holy fuck!
I know what the fuck.
Shit.
Like what the fuck?
Oh my god!
Chill out.
Wow.
That shit just turned like
yeah, this nigga's
in his bag.
Bro, he really does this, bro.
Bon appetit.
Hey, people in the chat trying to tell him how to cook. Don't do that.
Yeah, because I think he's got it.
What are you talking about?
They're just saying like tell him to grill the buns. I'm like, I'm sure he's gonna do that.
Bro, he's not even.
Exactly,
dude,
like, I know. They need to chill out.
Okay, look, so this is a rule that we just don't even really pay attention to the comments while we're doing it.
I mean, sometimes.
I mean, like, not that you don't pay attention, but just like.
To the negativity.
Yeah, you're right.
Your negativity is unseen.
So, wait, how did you guys meet?
Just, you know.
Yo, I knew House Phone because he's a legend, and I just got out here. And I'm someone who pays homage to people.
I thought I'd introduce
Listen,
you guys, no?
I'm someone who pays homage to people who've been doing this shit before me. Because I just got here. I'm from New York. And we doing
you've
shit.
You've been doing your shit,
lit.
Though, since you've been here, bro. For
I appreciate that, bro.
It felt like you've been here forever, honestly. I don't even think of you as, like, an implant.
Dude,
nigga.
Box has been on, like, fucking national tours.
Yeah, bro. You be out here. You be making
be
moves,
just, you know, I be wiggling around. Shout out to my bro, Roy.
But look. Again, I've said this to you, and I'm gonna just say it again. Like, it's not even a diss, but literally, you are like primarily the only reason why, like, niggas even like really fuck with Pink Dolphin like that, like, or like fuck with them on that level. Like, they like niggas fuck with you, so they like fuck with. And honestly, the clothes are not bad, like, and shit. It's just like, honestly, you just a cool nigga, and niggas fuck with you. So like, niggas like shit that be going on. I don't think would have be possible without you. Like, you're a key.
Bro, I appreciate you saying that, bro.
I'm just
you know
being,
what I'm
saying?
I'm and shouts to Pink Dolphins.
Shout
no
out
negativity.
To them. Yeah. Shout
you know what I'm saying?
Them.
Just that that's a real friend that just recognized something, my grind and my hustle. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
right.
Shouts to Pink Dolphins. That's definitely
the
gang. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all
we got some big shit popping.
Yeah, if y'all want to do the House Phone collab, I won't be on no
Yo,
Ian.
Listen, I
won't be on no Ian shit and sneak this y'all later.
Oh, man. Like, shouts to Ian, too. It's no hard feelings. You know what I'm saying? You dig me? But
that nigga's mad
we
funny,
can definitely
bro.
Do the fucking House Phone listening party.
Hey,
I already told you. I told you that last night.
Right
I know
now.
I was drunk. You thought I was drunk. I'm serious.
No.
That was the most.
I know you wouldn't just captain me for no reason and just say that. You know.
Nah, I would never say no shit.
I know. Trust me. But nah. Now we gotta do the tea and all
we
that.
Gotta, we gotta go crazy.
Wait. You know what speaking of the tea, shout out to Young and Reckless one time, man. They paid me for a photo shoot. I'm about to do a collab with them.
Oh,
low key,
I'm trying to do
I'm trying to do a campaign where like my picture is in the mall, so I could be like, damn, I used to be folding up Young and Reckless shirts at PacSun, and now niggas.
You need
to
do another video where you just throw them all away.
Nah, like I was trying to be inspirational, but niggas.
Yo,
didn't
they took
it
the wrong
like
way. But listen,
exactly.
Shout outs to the real niggas who really had jobs. I mean, real people, not only. You know what I'm saying? But who really had jobs and shit, and made it swagged it out, and made it look cool, and made it work for them. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone can't. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people out here who don't have jobs that should have jobs. I can say no names.
Facts.
You dig?
Bro,
like
literally.
Everyone in LA.
Literally. You know it's saying? Like, bro, like, yeah, you're not even living life. Like, you're not even surviving.
You barely surviving.
Damn.
Wow.
Professional assistant.
I mean,
wow.
Yeah, no.
Damn.
I was like,
holy fuck.
I was like tweeting about girls. They'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God, I want a kid. And they'd be like, off the Zans, like, on the verge of being homeless. Fucking, like, just doing nothing with their lives and like, oh my God, I want a kid. Like, bitch, what are you talking
Wait,
about?
Wait, no.
You literally are
yeah,
like,
it's,
probably.
It's, my problem is like the people, I mean, this is men and women that just moved to LA and like They have no, like, they have no reason to be out here except for, like, you know what I mean? They don't have it. Oh, I'm They have no fucking place to live. Trying to, like, just, I don't know.
Like, literally, like, and, like, no plan. No
plan, like, nothing. And, like, complaining about how they're poor. I'm like, come on, get a fucking job.
And how they hate L.A. And, like,
and they hate L.A., exactly. If I came out here trying to, like, pursue my dreams and goals and whatever, didn't have a plan, I would get a fucking job at Starbucks, at In-N-Out. I don't give a fuck. Like,
Larry,
I'd rather get a job than be fucking broke.
Larry June was driving Uber and
I would do that. I would be an Uber driver.
So fire.
Shout out to Larry June.
Bro, shout out to him.
He's fucking hard, too.
Bro. That's so, like, especially, like, think if you're, like, a consumer, like, you're a fan, and you fucking hop in your Uber and fucking a rapper you like.
He's lettered my leg.
I would lose my shit.
That'd be awesome.
I'm tipping 5 stars.
Okay, well, he lettered my leg.
But my Uber Eats driver was like, are you house phone? I'm like,
oh my God.
He was in front of my crib, though, the other day. It was kind of weird.
I would have been like...
This is in front of my house. That's why it was weird. He was cool, though, honestly. Shout out to him.
5 stars.
Hey, also, he's like almost forgot to give me my drink because he was like, are you house phone?
I'm like all fanned out.
I'm like, nigga, give me.
Like, you got my lemonade?
Literally. That's really what I wanted. I didn't even really want the food, nigga. I needed a Bev.
Yeah, I feel you.
But you can't just get the
Bev.
The
minimum. Yeah, the minimum.
You know? You gotta meet that minimum. Like, I literally ordered, like, fries and, like, 2 big-ass drinks. Nigga, where the drinks
at? He's putting the buns on the grill for all the haters.
Hey, man, we keep those motherfucking buns toasted, nigga. Nigga, my buns is toasted right now. I'm hot. Yo, this nigga's the pause king. Cam girl's so hot. Butter toasted buns,
okay,
baby.
Okay, did you guys see that Lil Uzi went number one with his fake? Someone, like, leaked a fake album and it went number one.
Wait, what?
No one saw that?
Nah.
So I guess so I thought that someone just made an album with, like, their music, called it Lil Uzi Eternal Atake or Kake.
A take,
whatever. I thought it's Atake.
That was fire.
I thought are we laughing? I thought it was Japanese. Okay,
You made it.
I made it Japanese. Okay, whatever. So they made it Eternal Atake. And then it went number one. But it was like them, they put snippets that he made, and then they made it together into one
That's
song.
That's kind of fire, I'm not going to lie.
And it went number one.
Yo. I follow so many random SoundCloud accounts that do that.
Yeah.
Bro, there's this nigga that does that to, like...
all the Cardi songs.
To Cardi, no, like, that's the most... That's the easy one. No, but fucking Pierre Bourne, he'll be, like, playing... He'll be playing songs, like, on his Instagram Live, and a nigga will take the Instagram Live and redo the drums, and it'll be the Instagram Live and the drums. Like, it sounds like the whole song. It sounds like the song.
They need to just put them on the...
Bro, they should be having, like... Bro, exactly.
You just need it.
And a nigga be clipping the shit together. Like, it's the whole song. It's crazy.
Shouts to bro.
Bro, also, there's another nigga that also... Like, it's the whole snippet culture on SoundCloud. It's crazy.
It is a culture.
Listen. There's another nigga that takes... snippets that isn't out and just or like he'll take the low quality snippet and, like, redo the beat and then he'll sing it.
That's like, crazy. He's like, tweaking,
bro.
He's tweaking.
How do you have time to do all that? Like, that's crazy, bro.
Nah, that's crazy,
bro. Like I'll send it to you. It's like this. It's this, like, Pierre Bourne song. I'm, like, waiting to come out, and it's like this nigga fucking just redid the whole song.
His home version, the remix.
It's not even a remix. It's like literally the song.
Cover.
Literally a cover.
Okay, so you remember when Soulja Boy
covers
would,
are fire. I fuck with covers.
Soulja Boy would put like a different song title and then make it his song.
Bro, it's a lot.
Do they still do that?
You gotta tell the people what you're doing.
Yeah, someone donated $5. Say this guy's a.
All right, he put barbecue sauce.
Oh yeah, tell us what's going on.
Lettuce. I want mine plain as fuck. I just want only meat. Like, don't put anything.
Morgan is over here fucking
picking
hell. You gotta do the whole experience.
No, just meat. I just want
you don't like bacon and
no meat. I just get just that
avocado.
Get it off.
Okay. What kind of burgers are we even? Where are we making here right now?
We're making Western burgers right now.
Western burgers.
Western.
What?
What's up with you?
Okay. What? I'm trying to ask you about these burgers. What?
Barbecue sauce.
What consists of the Western burger?
Nothing. I just want
you.
Morgan,
hey.
You gotta fuck with it. I'm sorry.
I don't. I just want meat. Don't put shit on my.
Welcome to the meat show. Hmm? Yeah.
So on the Western burger, you
How did you come up with this recipe?
Lettuce, you get lettuce, no tomato.
You are crazy.
Barbecue sauce, right? Then you're going to put this on there. Right there, just like that.
On top. Oh, wait, let me get some in this room.
Yeah, actually.
If you put the sauce on top of the cheese, it gets too crazy.
Damn.
You have to put the sauce on.
What? I didn't even think about that.
It just like, it gets so crazy when the sauce is on the cheese.
Right. After that, you add the bacon.
I should have got you cooking, actually.
Wow. I have some of it. I'll send it to you.
Bacon on that shit. Bro, this shit going to be so high, I ain't going to be able to even fucking bite into it, bro.
Wow.
How'd you come up with this recipe here?
This is just a Western. You know, feel me? This is a Western burger, bro.
Were you feeling like inspired by cowboys?
You like went to Arizona and was like, I'm about to make this Western burger.
No, I was at home.
Chili's.
Do you have a retainer in?
Yeah, I do.
Do you eat with your retainer on?
Oh no.
Nah.
You gotta take that off.
I have a permanent one in my mouth.
Avocado.
What do you mean?
Look at my mouth.
Mine is done. Just
what
closed.
Do you mean permanent?
Yeah,
that's fire. So it just stays in.
Mm-hmm.
That's fire.
Wow, this looks.
How long do you need to have it for?
I don't know. I remember I got it when I had my braces, and they said I was supposed to have it until I'm like 20, but I'm like 20 more than that. I don't know.
20 more than that? You're 40? You're 40?
Stop shaking your leg. No, I'm not 20, 40.
I'm 20 more than that. Shit. That's fine.
Before the avocado, I lied. Before that, we're going to put two other things.
Okay. Oh, jalapenos?
Yeah. You like jalapenos?
I love spicy food. I'm Korean. Have you ever had Korean food? Kimchi? Have you ever had Korean barbecue?
Yeah.
Come on, of course. He's
Korean
a chef.
Food, then. Well, he just said no that he has Korean food.
But he's
food.
A chef-ass nigga. Like, you've had everything, I feel like, right? Are you a picky eater, though?
I eat everything except.
What's the weirdest
coconut.
Thing you ate? Coconut. I love coconut.
I don't eat coconut. I'm not eating that.
Yeah,
shit.
Coconut's gross.
What?
I'm a picky eater.
Yeah, you really are.
Jalapenos.
Don't put and like you can close mine. I'm telling you, it's over.
Bro, shut up.
Close it. No, just close it. Like
he got you. He got you.
I'm scared because he's gonna be like, dude, just try it and throw it on there.
I feel like he's known you for so long to where like he just
weird.
I almost crashed the car one time because of a bug, and he always brings that up. That's
yeah,
like
nigga, you almost fucking totaled the car because of a spider.
Wait, what happened? What happened?
Fucking petrified of animals.
Out of the ceiling, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, I am arachnophobic myself.
What's arachnophobic?
But I'm not gonna flip the car, bro.
Scared of spiders.
I'm not gonna flip the car like either, but I probably would have. You would flip the car? Okay, if you were on your bike, all right, Chris Long, if you're on your bike. And
going 70 on the freeway.
70 on the freeway.
And a bug flies on your, like.
A spider crawls up your face.
I'm tripping on anything. Any and everything. Except, like, a fly. Like, a fly is cool. Yeah. Or ladybug's all right. Like, normal shit. Shit you don't know. I'm like.
Honestly, I think that's why I got the spider on my eyes. So I could just get over it. And I did kind of get over it, but it's still.
Get over it.
Have you seen that like Billie Eilish video?
Are you scared of the spider?
You should have the like tarantula question. In your mouth and take it. The tarantula.
People ask me all the time, like, "Oh, has anybody like been on acid and like slapped you because they thought it was a real spider?" And I'm like,
"That's hilarious."
Oh, fuck off, fuck somebody
fuck?
Up.
That would be crazy
as hell.
Like I'm, what?
Nah, yeah, these that's hands gonna be crazy. These hands gonna be crazy.
Lightning. You did.
Ooh.
Oh wow. Wait, what are these crispies?
Crispy onions. Wow. Little straws.
Yo, hey, shout out to Hayden one time. Shout out to
no,
Rochelle.
No, see,
shout
I told to... you, just close it. Just fucking close it.
Oh, I thought you saying no
shout
to,
out to the Turnip
I thought
twins.
You saying no to Hayden.
I look you thought so, too. No. Yeah, shout out to the Turnip twins, man.
Not Hayden, the barbecue sauce.
They were 10 last night.
We got to put them on, bro. We got to make them into...
No, I like them a lot. I want to have them as a part of the Cam Girl live experience. I want them to twerk for me.
Hey, they damn, hey, 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 bookings.
They were twerking.
Hey, hey, if you want to book the Turnip Twins, DM, message them or email
you.
Me.
Okay.
Email me.
Good.
I'll call their manager.
I'm good bookings. I'm definitely.
Message me. I'll take care of it.
Ah,
okay.
Chris Long said he'll do it.
That's it right there.
There we Western go, baby. The
wow.
Good Western.
Shout out.
Wait,
Chef
I'm gonna guess this one's Morgan's.
Yeah, this dumbass one.
Yo,
not a dumbass.
Dumbass.
It's a good burger.
Shout out to Fatboy Bizzle.
Dumbass little baby burger.
Oh shit. Shut up. Yeah, shout out to Fatboy Bizzle. Because he turned up
it
yesterday.
Up.
That shit was
he
lit.
Turned it up.
Dumbass.
Yeah, that song was lit as fuck. I never heard that before.
Nah, he got some other ones that are fire, too, bro.
He's amazing. He's next up, L.A. Woo!
Bro, the good Western burgers.
Holy fuck, I'm excited.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm glad that I did not. I purposely didn't eat.
Chris, are you trying to turn up on the twins?
First of all,
they're asking.
Hey. First of all, those are my sister wives. I'm marrying the both of them.
You're gross.
Amazing. Shouts to
Alpha. If they're down, obviously, but if I got to choose one, I can't. Yeah, I can't even choose one. I love them both equally. Like they're a package deal. You know what I mean?
They come together.
I was telling them though, like that's like so fire that like you got somebody that like at the end of the day gonna have your back type shit. Because I'm like my nigga, I don't really fuck with nobody that hard to be honest. Like that hard the way they fuck with each other, I don't really fuck with nobody that hard. On the dead homie. So I'm like my nigga, that's just fire.
Yeah. Hey kids,
if you got a best friend, keep your best friend, man.
Thank you.
Well, like if they're a good best friend.
You want all of them?
Oh, no, just one.
I'm finna go in on one of these. So.
Holy fuck.
Yep. It's five of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I already ate before, and I'm like the special guest. But like, I wasn't even supposed to really be here.
I mean, just, if you got work.
Nah, it's all good. I appreciate it.
You can have some of mine.
You
can have some of mine.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm doing a try.
It's called math, you know?
I appreciate you. Shout out to the chef.
Shout out honestly, Josh, who just walked in. Shout out to the Jewish community.
Oh, shout out to the Jewish community. They're in attendance. That's sure. Fire. Yeah. Is that, is that V-Long? Never mind, it's
Yo,
not fire.
Have you heard of the CC show?
But that shit is fire, though. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not even going to lie. That shit is hard. Damn. Oh. Can I see this on camera? Yo.
Here, half.
Oh,
this came
out
this?
I want the bigger size.
Hey, this is kind of fire. I'm not even going to lie. Damn it.
I was fine.
God damn it, Barry. A regular.
Watch the barbecue.
I've seen some of the other ones, that's the best one.
I'll take this one. Watch out, barbecue.
Everyone, I'm taking my first bite.
Yo, yeah, we about to try this shit real quick, man.
God. Honestly, just ain't, but you got to try this. Young Western Burger. This shit is too crazy.
Right. Hold on.
I've had one bite, and this is confirmed the best burger I've ever had in my entire life.
Don't cap.
Yo, Loki.
No cap.
Be real.
No cap.
I feel like she wouldn't just say that randomly.
Nobody does.
No. Some people would, but
I don't want people to
know it's fire.
I'm not going. You feel me? I'm not going for no type of way.
All right.
I need that. I'd rather have that over the other one.
Because I usually don't like barbecue sauce, but I like this a lot.
The best burger.
It is. The juiciness of the fucking...
It's bomb.
The patty.
Did you make the fucking barbecue sauce yourself?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Wait, where's the great camera?
I had some shit.
I'm dripping sauce on
niggas. Oh, that shit crazy.
Oh, a little bit back.
Big burger.
The big burger game.
You know what I'm saying? It's just right all the way.
Do you mind handing me another napkin, please?
You feel me, like...
I have one, too.
Yeah, and we had the malfunctions on the grill. This shit.
Let me see barbecue sauce. Just a little.
Wow.
Hello. I'm gonna need you to just like dab the barbecue sauce, bro, because you're gonna be fucked up. This shit dripping all over me. But
I like the spiciness of the jalapeno. It's like a nice surprise.
I keep hitting different layers of it as I'm biting into it. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot. Megan over here shaking, Morgan shaking her head like she know.
This nigga, shit bomb.
Yo shit. Plain,
can I
nigga.
Ask you about the meat.
You want some?
No, say less.
The what?
The meat.
Less.
The meat?
Yeah. How did you go about seasoning this?
I don't want to tell you that.
Oh, it's a secret recipe?
It's just my burger seasoning, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Bro. What the fuck?
Anything.
No. Come on, bro.
That's how I started.
No, not mine.
Are you want some of this?
I'm big on seafood.
You're not eating this?
Here, bro. Take a half of that. Love
you.
It's bomb.
That shit going in.
Sorry, guys. This shit's so good.
It's amazing.
I can't even fucking...
It's a mukbang.
ASMR.
Can
we do that? Can you hear it?
Bro.
Put the headphones on.
All of the ingredients and shit is so fire.
No, this shit is fire, bro.
Like, everything is like... Top notch, like this avocado.
It's just going in.
Bro, it's going in, bro.
It's just going in, you feel me? Over time,
No.
You feel me? You just going.
I feel like Guy Fieri right now.
I'm sad because I'm almost done.
That's, we could make this shit, diners, drive-ins, and whatever. What is it? Dives?
Yep.
Dimes?
Bro, like, it's to the point where I don't care if I even waste it on myself. I guess.
I wish I had a plate.
Monty, let me have some more ears.
Nope. I invited him. It's my guest.
Fuck you.
I'm eating it.
I'm inviting my guests next time then.
Nigga, I'm about to bring a whole bunch of different shit up here. I'm about to bring a pot. We're going to make some pasta. Make some sauce right here. We can do a whole bunch of shit. We can get it in there.
Pasta would be lit.
We're going to have to cook off with you or Orca.
All right.
We got some chef beef?
I mean, if you want to call it that.
No, yo, is that like a crispy onion thing?
Bro. Yeah, that shit is gas, right?
Yo, like, this nigga, got a crispy onion
bro,
thing.
That shit is gas, right? This nigga Tug God is the fucking goat, bro.
And I got a deep fryer. Makes the wings. Ooh. All types of shit.
Hey, none of us got no bell. Wow.
I got my water.
No fucking bell. I got no bev right now, y'all.
It's bev everywhere.
Everybody drop an L in the comments because I got no bev.
We got bev for 50.
I know.
Literally got bev.
For 50.
For 50.
Not 450.
Wow.
Like four.
Yeah, bro.
I know. Damn,
that shit was crazy.
That was amazing.
I'm not even going to lie. I'm sad that it's over with you.
I'm very fucking sad.
That was the saddest part.
But I savored every fucking bite.
Might just take a nap.
I feel like I'm eating it slow because I just like want to keep tasting it.
Definitely do that. Ew, I'm watching you eat like jealously.
Yo, we're eating crazy on live right now. Yeah, I'm going in, huh?
That was amazing. Anyways.
Yeah. They got, you know.
In other news.
Yeah.
Got real.
Oh, okay. Hello to everyone watching. We are going to take donations in not too long, maybe like less than 30 minutes. We will play your song or video for $60, and we will play your song and video and a repost for $150. This is a fucking steal. We have like 1.6 people in here right now. Adam has like around the same, and he does it for $100. So someone's pulling up right now. We're giving you a bargain. Let's get it. Who is it? Wow, look who just walked into the building. Come here.
Yeah, the burgers is gone.
Oh, it's done.
Tell the people who you are.
It's done, bro.
Camera right there.
Peter Parker from Brooklyn, New York.
Peter Parker has arrived.
Bro, legend in the building.
I haven't seen you in so long.
I know.
Yeah, sorry.
Eddie, where have you been?
I just got off tour like a week ago.
Oh, you can put that one.
About a week ago,
yeah,
this one's yours.
I had to go.
Damn, I missed a burger. Yep.
You literally walked in as we had our last
guy.
That
shit was fire. What kind of burgers you make, Tuck, huh?
This is yours, by the way.
You can roll. I don't know.
I got my shit out your car.
Oh, shit. What is that?
Little
Runch.
You know what I mean?
That's the LB. Oh, all right. I was like, I thought you were going to finish it.
Joke's up.
Joke's up.
You know what I'm saying? We're shouting out the weed brand.
Hey, oh, Eddie.
My twin.
Oh, what the fuck? This motherfucker. This your chair? Yeah, take it back.
Eddie, where, no, let me talk to Eddie real quick. Where did you just go on tour? Where did you come back from?
The Portland, Seattle, and then all the East Coast and shit.
How was it? Which one was your favorite show?
New York was pretty dope. It was cold as fuck. Yeah, it was cold as fuck in New York.
Damn, bro.
Was it brick head ass?
Huh?
Was it brick dead ass?
It was brick dead ass.
Dead ass brick.
Dead ass.
Two fucking brick.
Dead ass.
Dead ass brick. What kind of burgers did you make?
You know how to get in for people. You gotta go watch.
Damn, I missed the damn burger. I thought it was going to take like 10 minutes to make the burger.
Reach IG so I can tag you in this shit.
Oh, boom. Yeah, Eddie Baker, EDDY Baker.
Hold on, I'm going to come sit over there. Yo, you was on the other one too, damn.
Which one? Yeah, the other burger.
You was on the first one.
Supporting.
Legendary.
Excuse me. He was on the first episode?
Yeah, both of them.
On live stream. I didn't even see myself right here.
No, we're on live stream right now.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it's funny because you guys just replace each other.
I know, right? we damn near the same person. Our birthday are like, right our birthdays are right by each other. Yeah.
When's your birthday?
Mine's the 13th. Yours is
18. Are you a Leo?
Yeah,
explains Leo everything.
Bearded. Leo.
Just kidding.
Bearded niggas with hats.
Hey, exactly. You always keep a good fitted, so that's why I'm like,
ditto.
You know?
Touche.
Touche. Touche.
Fit it.
I know they just asked you this, but I'm asking you because I wasn't right here. But how was the tour? How was everything? That shit was lit.
I was drunk.
What tour was it?
Y'all was on some real country shit.
Creep tour.
Cool.
Yeah, I didn't know.
How many or who else was on it?
It was just me and Bones. Yeah, and then some of his people and shit. Yeah.
Who was opening the show?
50 Grand, that's Curtis Heron, and Drew the Architect.
Shout out Sesh.
Sesh producers, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was cool. I was drunk as hell. I was drinking bottles. Loaded.
What
are
you drinking on?
I just stole this shit from the front. Fuck Adam.
I usually do Hennessy, but I switch it up. I did all Jack Daniels.
I just stole one of those sodas from the front. Fuck Adam. I ain't paying $50 for the fucking soda.
Yeah, suck my dick. I just
used off that Jim Beam. I seen you on the show.
Couple Jim Beams.
Jim Beam fucked you up.
The Jim Beam's crazy.
Yeah. On there looking crazy.
And it was some other shit.
Tell Chris Long, catch my fade. I'm drinking the sodas.
Yeah, Becker.
Fuck that pan.
I'm paying $50 for that shit. I mean, fuck that.
Yeah, waterfall.
No, Big Burger.
Hey, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm still thinking about that burger.
That burger was fucking crazy.
Wow. I never wanted to end. I want to be a never-ending burger.
This nigga's the pause police, bro. This nigga paused everything. He's like, yo, I'm about to spark this blunt. Pause, bro.
I didn't say that.
I'm tripping. I just missed it, though.
Oh, wait. Oh, that. Nah.
Are you going to New Zealand?
Chill.
No, Wolf's going to New Zealand tonight.
Bro.
Wolf is going tonight.
Yeah, Morgan says she's going right now.
Damn, though. Or
I'm
not
going
to spark. Nah, do your thing, bro.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Being on tour, you think that it's like really, really fun and all.
So you went to Asia. I didn't even see that. That flight is crazy.
Handle your scandal.
I went to China. 22 hour flight.
That's nasty.
22 hours. That's way too long. It should only be like 14 at the most. Did you have stopovers?
No. I did 22 hours straight.
Where'd you go?
You've been fucking with them shit since I know you.
That's crazy. Yeah. My flights are usually like 12.
But I don't think it's... I think it's better than you smoking a cigarette, to be honest.
Well, you definitely have to take
smoking multiple cigarettes.
To do that flight.
I didn't take nothing.
Oh, you're crazy then.
Yeah, 15 hours.
Yeah, just what? I mean, I just take melatonin now.
I didn't have 15 hours. I was lying.
Safe flight. Everybody wish her a safe flight.
Shout out to Morganic.
She's out of here.
It's been lit.
Morganic is about to go to New Zealand right now.
That's crazy.
New Zealand.
Eat a kiwi.
Healthy Boy International. Show the merch. Show the merch.
Oh God. Yeah, banging the merch.
Banging.
OJ, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Y'all niggas all merched up. Wait, is that? Oh, I thought your bag was Bape. I mean, I thought your vest was Bape with a Healthy Boy stitched on there. Oh. I was like, damn, that was a bit hard.
Oh, I did see that.
Hey, I be printing shit over shit.
For real?
I'm about to drop these jackets that are Carhartt jackets, and I'm going to call it a Carhartt collab, but it's not. I just printed.
Yeah, you got to get on the
merch. That's my shit. I love that
get
shit.
Get like a hard-ass embroidered house phone right there on the exactly. White house
on the Carhartt. Come on. No, like, I got the Carhartt jackets with the... Yeah, on the t-shirt though, yeah. On the
t-shirt. Just the regular phone t-shirt.
Easy.
Boom.
Easy.
I need the phone coming out the pocket.
Easy.
Off the hook. No, off the hook. The phone's hanging.
We can run it however many ways.
Y'all can do y'all little business.
There you go.
Hey, that's bad. I know. Hey, we just...
out of my pocket.
Hey, we just leaked all the info.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna make it.
Nigga, they gotta. I own 10% of all house phones that are used.
They're not gonna do that. They're gonna get all that shit. Nigga.
You have any... you have any merch right now?
Do you have merch right now?
To him.
No, I'm asking you though.
Do I have merch right now?
I thought your make.
Not streaming, but recording.
I thought your makeup thing was like someone pointing. Never mind. I'm not even gonna lie. That shit smells kind of good.
Yeah, hit it.
What is it?
Tequila, man. I'm too easily persuaded.
Sorry.
You don't even know.
I don't like black and wild. I don't like the smell of them.
It don't smell as bad as the other one.
Yeah, you
really.
If you add 12.
Yeah, so you add 1 after 12.
I don't know.
22?
It's 10. Huh? 10:45.
Yeah, 10. Is it? Yeah, it is.
You just minus 12 from it.
Are you ready for that flight?
Oh, you got an easy way to do it.
Man, are you ready for that flight?
No. We did London, 10 hours.
It's smoother than a cigarette.
It's smoother than a cigarette.
I'm going to come clean.
Smoother than a cigarette. It's smoother than a cigarette.
Let's keep going. Fuck it.
Keep going.
We lit, yeah. Y'all wanted to keep going, right? Like, we chilling, right, guys, in the comments?
I got a joint to smoke.
Yeah, I have some questions on a live stream.
I want to wrap it up so that we could do the donation for like 2 hours.
I mean,
and I want to be out of here by 10.
Okay, we could wrap it up now. We ate the burgers and shit.
Yeah, we did.
And then we start the live stream.
I want a nap right now.
You feel me?
Oh, God, but yo, tuck God.
They said, yeah. Thank God Hakeem is gone.
Oh, my God.
That was episode 5 of the Cam Girl versus House Phone Show with special guests.
Tuck God. Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah. It's a real special guest.
Ooh. Yeah. I was going to go like that.
You're the real special guest.
I did that.
Follow Box.
I promo. I'm Birdman.
Follow Box. Follow Eddie Baker. Follow Morganic. Follow everybody.
Follow me. I'm Cam Girl and Instagram Cam Girl X on Twitter. Also, if you're watching this and you live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I have a show tomorrow.
Bro, you should have flew me out. I got girls out there.
How do you know girls in Albuquerque, New Mexico?
I would have came.
You guys, I've been posting about it for like a month, and like you guys tell me the day before, like, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't tell me out you're going.
Literally, the girls that I know that
I don't like hit up like every single one of my friends, like, hey, you guys want to come to this
like
New
job.
Mexico
it's
show?
Like a job, huh? Like,
I just expect, I mean, I'm like, I
yeah,
hope that
New
if
Mexico
you like
show,
me,
yeah.
you would pay attention to
honestly,
what I'm doing.
I didn't see it, and the girls who live in Albuquerque said they didn't see it till this week.
How do you meet these people?
How did I meet them? I don't know. I think Twitter. And I think they came out here. I linked with them, and then I did a show.
Any person I've ever talked to on Twitter that's a woman, have met them in LA.
You are very popular.
He's a very popular guy.
Very popular.
But I don't be fucking them all. Or like
they
whatever.
Love
like
love them,
I just
so
be cool.
Wrong.
Keep that ambiguous. You know
they
what I'm
said
saying?
Eddie Baker a goat. I mean,
it's ambiguous.
I just like being cool and just like I don't know. I'm just not a weird nigga, bro. Like I'm like
I feel you.
Bitches fucking me.
Yeah, no, everyone loves you. Tomorrow, FX nightclub. I think my set is at 12, and then the next day we're meeting up at Little Anita's Mexican Food in Old Town, and we're vlogging.
Yeah, so, that sounds fire.
So come through. Little DM Anita's. Me if you're coming, and come tomorrow.
Yo, I need somebody. Yo, if y'all know any scammers, let me know. I'm trying to piece a flight. I'm trying to go. Like, it's tomorrow. Oh wait, tomorrow.
It's I'm leaving tomorrow. I have a late flight.
All right, let's go. We going Box. Let's go.
Yeah, you two should come.
Yeah, y'all doing that. Go follow me on Instagram, though. Codis
I don't know if
kitchen.
I really want to go to New Mexico.
Like 5 times.
Codis in the kitchen. We need
yeah,
that.
Codis
in the kitchen.
They better follow you.
I don't know if I really want to go to New Mexico if I'm not getting paid.
Monte, what are you doing? Shout people out or shout out what you're doing.
Oh,
what are you working on? Your music?
Me and Blasi got merch coming soon. I've been saying that for a minute, but like I've been really trying to perfect it to make sure that it's fucking fire. And honestly, I might just drop it here. I might just sell it here. Like I was gonna try to do my own site.
Do it on your website.
And I mean, I am, but like, I'm gonna have some in store here.
Maybe I should sell some shit here. I have some shit left over.
Well, we are. Oh, we have our own show on No Jumper. We should have.
I know. We should get like free soap. I'm just kidding.
I do. I already do. Look at me.
And then next week, if you live in LA, I'm playing. If you're over 21, I'm playing at Dirty Laundry, which is in Hollywood. So come through to that. And follow me. I love you guys. Let's stop recording now.
May 3rd, I'm going to be in Orlando. Forgot about that. Shout that out. Voicemails 3 coming soon. Bow.
Woo.
Healthy boys.